near the Ronald Reagan Library and Museum and that the area is being evacuated. Meanwhile, large numbers of people in the wildfire-stricken state are still being forced to cope with power blackouts. Here is AP correspondent Rita Foley with a report.
Pacific Gas and Electric is blacking out about 1.5 million residents in about 30 counties to keep high winds from knocking down power lines and starting more fires. This is the third shutoff in a week. Colin Davis works at a grocery store north of San Francisco that had to close for the time being because the power's off.
Everybody's losing money. The companies are losing money. The employees are losing money.
Jennifer Schalberg owns a store in Northern California and says she understands why PG&E is doing this, but
long term, we're going to have a better solution than just turning off everyone's power.
I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. Federal Reserve is expected to cut short-term interest rates today. It would be the third reduction of the year. This comes at the same time as a report of a drop in U.S. employment. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The payroll processor says U.S. businesses added 125,000 jobs last month, a total that reflects cuts in manufacturing and construction. The figure, though, does not include the strike by General Motors workers. Hiring was solid among companies with more than 50 workers, but businesses with fewer than 20 cut 12,000 jobs. ADP also says hiring in September was revised down sharply to 93,000 jobs, a drop of more than 40,000 from the initial report. I'm Mike Hempen.
The British Parliament has approved Prime Minister Boris Johnson's call for the country's first December election in almost a century. Meanwhile, a respected British think tank says Boris Johnson's Brexit proposal would push the British economy down 3.5% below what it would be if London stayed with the European Union. From Washington, this is VOA News. Here in Washington, the House impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump is scheduled to hear from two State Department Ukraine experts today, a day after a U.S. Army officer on the White House National Security Staff said he was so concerned when Mr. Trump urged Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden that he alerted his superiors. There was angry Republican rhetoric over Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman's appearance. But as AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House, there is also GOP unease over some in the party who are trying to smear Vindman's name.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was in full uniform with decorations including a combat infantry badge and a Purple Heart after being wounded in Iraq. He came to the U.S. as a toddler from the former Soviet Union, and some Trump allies are trying to discredit him. Former GOP Congressman Sean Duffy appeared to question Vindman's loyalty on CNN by saying he has an affinity for Ukraine. Number three House Republican Liz Cheney says, enough.
We need to show that we are better than that as a nation.
And while the GOP may not agree with Vindman, criticizing his patriotism is shameful.
We're talking about decorated veterans who have served this nation, who have put their lives on the line.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says tens of thousands of Syrian Kurds have been displaced by the Turkish invasion of their lands, and that even more are in need of humanitarian aid. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The offensive began after the U.S. Trump administration announced it was withdrawing U.S. troops who have been allied with the Syrian Kurds in the region. The Kurds, who have lost thousands of people in fighting against Islamic State militants, have accused Washington of betraying them. The UNHCR reports nearly 180,000 Syrian Kurds, including some 80,000 children, have been displaced since the start of the Turkish assault. Dozens of civilians reportedly have been killed. The UN estimates 1.3 million people in the region are in need of humanitarian assistance. The UN Refugee Agency reports women and children comprise around three-quarters of the Syrian refugees in the two campsites in Iraq.
That was Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva. The U.S. House today passed a bipartisan resolution condemning Turkey for its invasion of Kurdish territory and alleged human rights abuses against the Kurdish population. Reports from the Iraqi city of Kabul say gunmen opened fire on anti-government protesters overnight, killing 18 and wounding hundreds. Some witnesses say the attackers were Iraqi security personnel, though that has not been confirmed in any way. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
All the hits and more right here on VOA.